keep forgetting to turn the phone off vibrate. I can't tell when this thing starts recording. Well, recently, this past weekend, I saw the new Drew Goddard and Joss Whedon film, Cabin in the Woods, which is really difficult to describe as far as what the experience is like. It's nominally a horror movie, and it is a horror movie, but it's definitely, it's probably going to be the strangest horror movie you've ever seen. It really defies the conventions of a horror movie. In fact, you might argue that's the whole point of the film. And it's very divisive. Most people that I've talked to that have seen it come down, you know, on either one side or the other. They either loved it or they hated it. I loved it. I thought it was really, really fun. It was just a fun movie. It was, it sort of breaks horror movies. in a really, really, I mean, my final litmus test for a film is entertainment. That really is it. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that go into a lot of films with very inflated expectations of what they expect the experience to do for them, which is why you get people that just, you know, rise from their chair in an air-clawing rage when you mention things like Avatar or, you know. But the truth is I, you know, it's all to me about just going to the theater and enjoying the movie. And if I dig the movie, if I like the experience, even if the movie was kind of stupid, I'll give it a thumbs up. It is ultimately just entertainment. I'm not looking for it to inform my life. Certainly not every movie, you know, needs to carry some profound experience. And this definitely was a fantastic, entertaining little experience in a theater. Really enjoyed it. Will definitely own this one. Might even see it in the theater again. I liked it that much. But then again, it is Joss Whedon, and I've never seen anything he's done that has been anything but really entertaining. It's just he knows how to write. Dude knows how to tell a story. But one thing I did notice, I was pulling out actually I'd left the ticket and the receipts both for my, you know, admission to the movie and for the, I bought like a little Coke and a little thing of M&M's or something at the counter. I was feeling the munchies. And what's crazy is how much more expensive than the ticket, because I always see matinees. To me, film has just gotten way too expensive to try to catch in the evenings and fight the crowds. And so I catch a matinee whenever possible, so the crowds are less and it's slightly cheaper. But for, you know, for like a little soda and a thing of M&M's, and not a big thing of M&M's, just like a few handful of M&M's, it was more than the ticket. And you know, right now, theaters and the whole theater system, you know, all the way up through the studios, have got it so wrong. They've got it so backward. And what I mean, what they have backward is what people are going to be willing to pay for in the near future. Hell, what the people are going to be willing to pay for now in order to see the films that these studios are wanting to crank out. They don't seem to understand that for somebody like me, I mean, I got a hell of a home theater setup. There is no reason whatsoever for me to go to a theater unless it's just something that I'm burning to see pretty much instantly. Okay, I had to run in and get some lunch. Where was I? Yeah, why would somebody like me, you know, want to go to a theater and fight the crowds, fight the increasingly rude, you know, co-audience members? Why would I do that? It just doesn't make sense. especially when, like, for instance, today, one of the best movies I've seen this year, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which, if you haven't seen it, and if you haven't seen the third one, let me tell you, you're missing something. They're on a freaking roll. These are fantastic movies. Number three was excellent. Ghost Protocol, which would, I guess, technically be number four, is awesome. I mean, really, it's better. I mean, it is better in every way. Very much worth it. It came out today, available on iTunes to buy HD, full 1080p, you know, Blu-ray quality. And there's absolutely no reason, you know, why... for movies that I'm, you know, sort of lukewarm excited on, you know, what was Ghost Protocol? It was just a few weeks. It was just in theaters. I mean, just in theaters. Basically, I don't remember when I actually saw it in the theater, but it was not long ago. So, you know, what are theater owners supposed to do? Are they supposed to just close up shop? You know, do you just surrender? And maybe a lot of the old kinds, you know, maybe the traditional theaters, maybe they do. Maybe they're just going to fail. I don't think it's necessary. I think that what is going to put people into a movie theater is to make it more of an event. More of what it used to be. I'm not talking about a big blockbuster event. That's not what I mean. What I mean is it needs to be a destination people really want to go to, for more than just seeing a movie. Now, that can mean a lot of different things. You know, it's, I know there's certain movie theaters now that they're really trying to sort of become kind of pseudo arcades where, you know, you go and they've got tons of video games where you can, you know, practically drop the kids off and that's their afternoon. Not that people do that, obviously, but you get the idea. And maybe that's one thing that... but I'll tell you where I think it's really going to be at. The idea of, like, dinner theaters, dinner cinemas is awesome. And I've only been to one once, and it was a really great experience. I don't even remember what I saw, to be frank with you. I just remember that it was a nice, you know, really nice way to watch a movie. And maybe, and I think there's something there. I mean, I think maybe that is something that could become a much more common kind of experience, where you're actually, you know, having a meal as you watch the film. I mean, obviously that's got some problems with it, because you're not going to be able to have as many people as you do in the great big theaters. Because the noise would just be way too much. It's going to get really freaking annoying. But I still think there's a gem of an idea there. And if we're going to be looking at making cinema more of a public event, I think those are going to be the kinds of directions they're going to have to go in. But maybe it's not going to be a public event anymore. Maybe that's where all this is heading. Maybe the idea of sitting with a bunch of strangers and watching a movie is going to go away. I think that's kind of sad, because I think there's something you get from seeing a movie in a room full of people that are just as excited as you, or, you know, just as emotionally involved in the story as you are. I think there's something that you get from that you kind of lose if you're hanging out on your couch in your underwear watching a Blu-ray. I know that there's something that's missing from that. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to happen, but I don't know.